I'm Veronica Rickard here with Jean Purcell. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. Listeners like you are such an important source of Wisconsin Public Radio's income. Your gift only takes a few minutes of your time, and it keeps this program and lots more going strong. So invest in your future listening by donating now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's really pretty simple when you think about it. Help pay for the programs you depend on. We're looking for 38 more pledges in just about the next 25 minutes or so. So make your donation now. Help us make that goal. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On Central Time, you always get the news of the day, but you also get other stuff like science and psychology. We're talking about the psychology of war later on, a look at the history of the revolution in Iran. We give you the full scope here on Central Time. We're your go-to place for informative and interesting afternoons.
And we're doing our best to make that go-to place happen for you. And it's your financial support that's a big part of what makes these hours and everything you hear here possible. Listener support is the single largest piece of funding here at WPR. So make a contribution and do it right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we want to give a big thank you to our sustaining members. With ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card, you really have a big effect on WPR's funding, making it more stable.
And as a bonus to you, you'll probably find out that the automatic monthly payments are easy to fit within your budget, and they're easy because you really don't have to think about it. It renews automatically. In fact, now is a great time to increase that gift if you haven't done that for a while by a few dollars a month. Just give us a call at 888-202-2552, and we'll make that happen.
You might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars. Well, it's true that we get funding from the federal government and from the state, but here's the kicker. Listener contributions make up the single largest source of Wisconsin Public Radio's income.
And that's a fact. Your support is vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. So now that you know just how important listener support is to Wisconsin Public Radio, make a pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Giving back to Wisconsin Public Radio takes just a few minutes, and in return, you'll get so much. Consider a donation of $100 a month if that fits your budget.
If it does fit your budget, that comes down to less than $4 a day, and it makes the talk, the news, the music, and all of the entertainment that you count on from WPR possible. Give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and remember, your donation of any amount is very much appreciated.
I'm Alec Baldwin. I'm here to remind you to think for a moment about how much you get from public radio. The events of the day discussed and analyzed by the most knowledgeable people. And compelling stories like the ones you hear on This American Life. You depend on programs like these, which is why...
Radio Éxitos.
You really ought to pick up the phone and contribute now.
Tenemos aquí todos los éxitos.
Because until you do, we've reassigned Ira Glass to a Spanish pop station.
Todo el día.
You do like hearing This American Life, don't you?
Sígalo.
Well, then you need to ask yourself, what will it take to make you pledge? What do we have to do? How far do we have to go? Here's how you can end the shenanigans now.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge of support during the fall membership drive. I'm Veronica Rickert here with Jean Purcell. We're asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. And we want to thank you in advance for your gift of $10, $15 a month, maybe whatever amount is the one that feels right to you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, I've been working in public broadcasting for a long time, so I know that there are many ways to say, make your pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. So, for example, we could say, stand up and be counted. Make your voice heard. Support what you love. You do all of these things, and you really do make a difference when you give, when you make a pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And here is where we stand for this hour. We are looking for 38 more pledges in about the next 20 minutes. You fund the programs you rely on. That's actually how it works. And you do it when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you make the call, you can get our new travel mug when you give $15 a month or more. Among other things, it says listener-powered on it. And that is absolutely true here at Wisconsin Public Radio. We are listener-powered, and it's because of people like you. That mug, by the way, available at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We really appreciate our sustaining members. These are members who give WPR such reliable monthly support. I've been talking to some people who have tried this, and people seem to really love it. They say, it's so easy. I don't really have to think about it anymore. It's one less thing that I have on my plate. Plus, it supports Wisconsin Public Radio every month. It's an easy way to go. If you're someone who's got a lot on your plate, consider becoming a sustainer. Make today the day that you increase your support of Wisconsin Public Radio by $5 a month, or whatever amount you choose. You can do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Yep, it's easy to do, and it takes just a few minutes to do it. In fact, we heard earlier today from Rebecca in Davenport, Iowa, and she tells us that I started listening a couple weeks ago, and I just fell in love with Wisconsin Public Radio. The programs are great, and it's been keeping me informed. Well, Rebecca, thanks so much for that. And there you heard from somebody who's only been listening for a couple of weeks. Well, what if you've been listening for a year or two or three, and you've never made a call and made a pledge of support to Wisconsin Public Radio? Now is the time to do it. Make your pledge online at WPR.org. Follow Rebecca's example at 888-202-2552.
And remember, listener support, it really is. It's the single largest piece of the budget here at Wisconsin Public Radio. So every pledge matters. When we say that, we mean it literally. And we're so grateful to you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio, for making that pledge right now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. And thank you so much.
And thank you so much for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up later in the program, we'll be talking about the history of modern Iran and what revolution has meant there.
But first, we heard yesterday from James Causey about why he supports a proposed new casino in Kenosha.
Today, we'll talk to a guest who takes the opposite side and says Governor Walker should reject the proposal.
Joining us now is Mike Nichols. He's president of the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute. We've got a link to his piece, Walker Shouldn't Roll the Dice on Kenosha Casino, on the Central Time Facebook page. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So you say Governor Walker should say no to this casino on the deadline next week. Why?
Because I think it's not a good thing for the state as a whole. I think there are better uses for the property in Kenosha.
So the argument, one of the big arguments is in favor of it is not a lot of jobs in Kenosha. They need jobs, and this will provide, supporters are saying, a few thousand decent paying jobs to the area.
Right, and that's true. You know, at least it's true in the short term, and I heard you know, James make that argument yesterday. But you know, the reality is this is you know, kind of it's kind of ironic that people are talking about there not being jobs in Kenosha at this point in time. You know, there's been a lot of publicity about a couple things in Kenosha regarding properties very close to where Dairyland is right now. Dairyland is, you know, obviously the area where the Menominee now want to build the new casino. But, you know, there's a business park that's just east of that site. And, you know, you might recall that in the last month alone, there's a new company, a lighting company, that has announced it wants to come up from Illinois, Kennel Manufacturing. They're going to bring up to 400 high-paying, good jobs. I mean, just, you know, within a stone's throw, really, of where Dairyland is and where the Menominee want, you know, to build the new casino. That Amazon facility that everybody's talking about, if you know Kenosha, kind of the Dairyland property where the Kenosha would where the casino would be is just south of the Kenosha airport there. That Amazon property is just north of it. I mean, it again is just very close. That Amazon facility, I mean, they're talking about 1,000 jobs there. There could be another Amazon facility beyond that. you know, they're talking about not just local tax revenue once the tax incremental financing has been paid off, but $30 million a year in sales taxes just from that Amazon facility. So, I mean, to say that there aren't other opportunities for jobs and revenue at this point in time, you know, finally, as we you know, really do kind of come out of this long, what they say, you know, call a great recession, I think that's just misguided. There are other opportunities, and ones that I think are probably you know, much more sustainable long term than a casino, than another casino.
And that's one of your main arguments when you say another casino, that maybe the area, maybe Wisconsin already has enough casinos.
Yeah, so we had a study that was done about a year ago by Dan Alish. He's a professor emeritus, actually is his title, up at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. And, you know, he did an analysis of existing casinos and demand in the state, and, you know, came to the conclusion that it really appears that the casino, the market is saturated, or at least close to being saturated. And, you know, part of that might have to do with the recession. I mean, since 2007, you know, gambling money spent on gaming in the Indian casinos has gone down a little bit. Might be partly to do with the recession, but it also appears that it is a saturated market. We have a couple dozen casinos already in this state. We have proposals not just in Kenosha, but, you know, Sheboygan, Beloit, Schulzburg. I mean, certainly there are going to be other casinos. If this one is approved, there'll be other proposals. We have casinos in surrounding states, you know, pretty close to our borders. You know, we're trying to pull people from other states. They're trying to pull people from us. You've got, you know, internet. Online gambling is starting to become legal in a variety of states, and you know, there's going to be competition there as well. So, you know, I don't doubt there's a positive benefit for Kenosha, but you know, I'm not sure that's a benefit that's going to last forever.
One argument I've heard, and I think James Causey made it yesterday, is if not in Kenosha, maybe somebody in Illinois parks one just across that border, and they get the jobs, they get the benefits over there.
Sure. I mean, there's already gambling in, I mean, I used to live in Elgin. There's already gambling in Illinois. There's already a lot of gambling along our borders and UP, Minnesota, Iowa. You know, I mean, sure, they, you know, there'd probably be competition down there anyway, regardless. I mean, people are going to probably make, you know, try to make a buck where they can. But, you know, but again, the question isn't just, you know, what happens in Kenosha. The question is statewide. And you know, a couple of the other tribes, at least the Potawatomi and the Ho-Chunk, they actually have provisions in their gaming compacts with the state that if they suffer a loss in revenue as a result of a new casino, such as the one that would go in down in Kenosha, the state actually has to make them whole for that loss. And so, I mean, what would actually happen with the Potawatomi is they would no longer have to pay as much in revenue to the state of Wisconsin. The Ho-Chunk say that the state could actually end up having to pay them instead of them having to pay the state in the future if they lose enough revenue as a result of competition. So I just think, you know, I think there are other opportunities in Kenosha, and I just think statewide that we have to look at it as a policy issue for everybody in Wisconsin, and I just think there are better ways to go. This is not, you know, casinos are not really part of a true free market. You know, why not let the market work? Why don't we bring in Amazon? Let Kennel Manufacturing come in from Illinois. You know, see if there are better uses for that property, and it appears that there would be.
Well, why not have a new casino and let the market work there, and let, if you'll pardon, the chips fall where they may?
I mean, because it's not a free market with gambling in the state. So do we let anybody gamble anywhere? I mean, I guess if that's what you're arguing, you know, we could, you know, people make that argument. You know, it's just like, hey, why are we gonna let McDonald's go in but not let Burger King go in? Well, that's a free market. No, we shouldn't regulate that. But I mean, you know, casinos and gambling, it's already it's already heavily regulated. It's really not a reflection of the free market.
So the governor has said one of his conditions for saying yes to this casino would be that the other tribes in the state would have to agree to the proposal. You've mentioned a couple tribes with casinos that have not shown a likelihood to say yes to it. So is this a moot point? Is the answer already no, do you think?
I don't know, but it would appear to be. I mean, I certainly have no inside information or anything like that. I've never talked to the governor about the issue, but yeah, it certainly appears that he's going to say no.
If after the show the governor gave you a call and gave you his ear for a few minutes, what would you say to him?
I'd say just what I wrote. I'd say that you have to look at this from a statewide policy perspective. You have to rely on the free market. The best thing is to say no.
You've mentioned that the Amazon plant there, the lighting manufacturing. What do you think that, say, Kenosha or the region or the state as a whole could do to promote more things like that, maybe on that old dog track site that we're talking about for the casino, to try to get more similar types of manufacturing plants instead of a casino?
Yeah, I mean, I think in general we have to make the state as conducive as possible for new business, and part of that's the tax structure of the state. There are, not real big on a lot of incentives. I think mostly the free market drives that, and I just think that is, if you drive down there and all you have to do is drive along 94, and you see what's going in there, and how close that is to Chicago, between Milwaukee and Chicago. I think just naturally there's going to be business growth there.
We've heard some bad thing. You pointed out some bright spots in the economy there, but in southeastern Wisconsin, a lot of unemployment in certain communities. Are you, casino or no, are you optimistic about the jobs future in that part of our state?
Am I optimistic about it? You know what? We've had slow job growth in Wisconsin. It's been slower than some of the surrounding states, and I certainly hope that's turning around. But I don't think that the best way to turn that around right now is to have another casino there. I just think there are better options on that land in particular.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it as well.
That's Mike Nichols, president of the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute.
There's more Central Time coming up. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.
This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. I'm Veronica Rickert here with Rob Ferret. At Wisconsin Public Radio, listener contributions are the single largest source of our funding. Your gift keeps the programs that you value, including this one, on the air. So make your contribution now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
We had a great hour last hour. We want to keep that momentum going. Make your pledge right now to keep this program going strong at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You've been enjoying lots of different topics with different guests today. We've been hearing about chocolate and toffee and caramel and what goes into making them. We heard about the proposed casino in Kenosha and why Mike Nichols thinks it's a bad idea. We have also heard about the science behind making things faster and colder with David Pogue from NOVA. Well, it's just a sampling of the things you hear every day on Central Time and on Wisconsin Public Radio. We'll now take a few minutes to make this hour and many more hours possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you, and then make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And giving to WPR is easy. It just takes a few minutes of your time, a gift of any amount, like maybe $10 a month.
The donation will come back to you every day in the form of great programs. Make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and please give as generously as you can.
Hi, I'm Alyssa Block with NPR News. We've thought long and hard about how to support the work we do here in public radio, and it's really quite a challenge. Our stations need support, our network needs support, but we really don't like to interrupt our programs to ask you. We like to keep the flow of information coming. Well, recently, we've come up with a new way to pay for public radio, and our solution is found in two words, the Sustainer. The sustainer is a person who pays for public radio automatically each month. And as more people become sustainers, the need for on-air fundraising days like this goes down. More programming, less fundraising. It's a win-win proposition. So I ask you, please become a sustainer today. And thanks.
Make your donation in support of the programs that you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Veronica Rickard here with Rob Ferret, and we're here to ask for your support, your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during our fall membership drive. Whether you decide what fits your budget is maybe $5 a month, or maybe you can afford $100 a month and you listen a lot, anything above that, below, in between, we appreciate it. Every single gift, every amount. We count on that gift. You can make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, already during Central Time today, we've heard from 25 people who have made their first ever pledge. That is awesome. How about 10 more by the time we're done talking, by the end of this news break? 10 people making your first ever pledge. Are we talking about you? Have you been listening for weeks, months, years, and you haven't pledged yet? It's okay. No guilt. But this is a great time to get on board as a member at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio listeners turn into Wisconsin Public Radio contributors for lots of reasons, but one of the main reasons is that they want to make a difference. Giving to Wisconsin Public Radio is one way to make a difference and to help your local community.
Your pledge today not only pays for the programs you listen to, it also gives others the chance to discover WPR. Make that difference, a real difference, with maybe $5 a month or whatever amount is comfortable for you. And you do it at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
If you've got little ones around the house who are learning about the world and how to think about it and how to tackle and think about some complex issues and questions, Wisconsin Public Radio is a great resource for family discussion, and it gets everyone talking and thinking. That's what's important. If you've got a family that you're kind of teaching how to think and how to interact with the world, consider a pledge for them, for that generation, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Here's a thought. Pledge $180. That's $15 a month. And you can ask for the brand new Wisconsin Public Radio travel mug from Clean Canteen. Metal mug. You can hear it there. Hot beverages, cold beverages, you name it. And it's got our brand spanking new logo on it. Yours for a pledge of $15 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
A gift to Wisconsin Public Radio is a gift through Wisconsin Public Radio to the community. You enjoy this radio station, and so do lots of other people.
And so make your pledge now for yourself and for your community at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Let's see, we're hoping for, 10 more new listeners by the time this break is done. So help us get there. If you're someone who's been listening a while, take the plunge. Become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio and support the station that, you know, you're already listening to. Make your pledge at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552.
Hey, Todd and Heidi from Madison made their first pledge. They say, we listen to public radio nearly every day and thought, hey, we pay for TV. Maybe we should be paying for radio. You know, it's voluntary. You don't have to pay anything. But I love that Todd and Heidi thought about it that way. Thank you so much for your pledge. How about you? Make a pledge right now. Contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, if you're not already a sustaining member, become one right now. Set up ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's incredibly convenient for you, one less thing to take care of every month, and it provides reliable funding for Wisconsin Public Radio.
Become a sustainer at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. All right, we've already had one brand new member of Wisconsin Public Radio in just a couple minutes since I invited 10. I bet there are more on the line. Make your first ever pledge now or up your current pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll feel great every time you listen knowing you contributed. WPR.org, and thank you.